This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Good evening. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. I don't know why. It feels like I got the busy throat all of a sudden. I mean, it didn't have it just a minute ago. It's all beside the point. One of the things that Illinois, specifically Chicago, has always done is they make out like, If only the states that surrounded Chicago had the same kind of gun control as, say, Chicago, then Chicago would not have any crime at all. But because Indiana, we'll put out what the mayor says about this, but because Indiana does not toe that line, apparently, all crime is due to other states that don't understand how good gun control is. Now, Lori Lightfoot, who's the mayor of Chicago, is tragically incompetent. This past weekend, she was on State of the Union with CNN. If you were at an airport, you might have seen it. I don't know. Otherwise, you probably weren't tuned in to CNN. And she was there to deflect attention from the horror show that is unfolding in her city by blaming interlopers for their spiking murder rate. She says, her words, "We are being inundated with guns from states that have virtually no gun control, no background checks, no ban on assault weapons that is hurting cities like Chicago." We're going to break that down. Those accusations are not new. This has been something they've been echoing for decades, that Chicago is an echo chamber after all. And the other problem is that they're myth, an absolute myth. For one thing, there is no state in the nation that doesn't have some sort of a gun control law on the books. None. And every state in the nation that allows gun sales, which is all, they all have to give a background check. They all have to give that federal firearms licensee background check. All of this has been in place since, 94, 95, whenever that law went into effect. So that has been going on for 25 years. Every time anybody in the United States buys a gun from a federal firearms licensee, a gun store, a gun show, it doesn't matter, the seller runs a background check on the buyer through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System database. Unless you're in South Carolina and you're like me. I have a concealed carry permit, so when I go buy a gun, I present my concealed carry permit, and then I don't have to go through the background check because I have been vetted. I have been thoroughly vetted. Now, if you live in a state and you see a gun in another state that you just absolutely cannot live without, you can buy it, but you have to have a federal firearms licensee in your home state. Probably the smart thing to do would be near where you live. And then that gun has to be transferred from point A to point B. Then when you're back home near your federal firearms licensee, then you take the background check there. and you get to pick up the gun. The vast majority of Americans obtain their guns in this manner. And the vast majority of Americans rarely commit crimes. 7% of criminals in prison today bought guns using their real names. Fewer than 1% obtained them at gun shows. As the Heritage Foundation's Amy Swearer points out, there have been around 18 million concealed carry permit holders over the past 15 years. And in 15 years' time, they have committed 801 firearm-related homicides over that span, or 0.7% of all firearm-related murders. Concealed carry holders are not only more law-abiding than the general population as a group, they're more law-abiding than law enforcement. Because we don't have qualified immunity. And on top of all of this, every FFL has to report the purchase of two or more handguns by the same person within a week to the ATF. This is one of the reasons that straw purchasers, people with a clean record who buy for criminals, spread their operations to other states. And that's not unique to Illinois or Chicago. It has nothing to do with strict or lenient laws. It has more to do with cities and states failing to prosecute straw purchases, like Chicago. Lightfoot claims that 60% of the guns used in the Chicago murders are brought in from out of state. She's relying on something they call the, which is a very suspect gun trace report, which looked at guns confiscated in criminal acts from 2013 and 2016. And even if we trusted that data, most guns used in Illinois crimes are bought, purchased in state. If gun laws in Illinois, which earns a grade of A- from the Pro-Gun Control Gifford Law Center, tied for second highest in the country with New Jersey, are more effective than gun laws in Missouri, Wisconsin, or Indiana, why is it that all FFL dealers in suburban Cook County are the origin point for a third of the crime guns recovered in Chicago and home to 7 of the top 10 source dealers? The only time these straw purchasers will take a drive to Indiana is because the local gun shops in Cook County are tapped out, because there's a tremendous demand for weapons in Chicago. California borders on states with what she would refer to as liberal gun laws, so like Arizona and Nevada and Oregon. Yet no big city in California has quite the murder and criminality of Chicago. New York borders Vermont, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. Yet, their murder rate is only a fraction of Chicago's. Texas gets an F from the Gifford Law Center, yet Houston and Dallas have murder rates that are half that of Chicago. Rates in Austin and El Paso are tiny in comparison. And then there's the assault weapon ban. In Illinois in 2018, there were 864 murders. Last year, they had good stats on this. Of the homicides, 592 were perpetrated using handguns, 14 with rifles, and 4 with shotguns. Another 100 were over 100 were committed using knives, other cutting instruments, hands, feet, and other types of weapons. And of the 14 rifles used, it's almost surely the case that not all of them were assault weapons. So in states in Illinois neighborhood with no bans on assault weapons, the number of murders committed with a rifle is correspondingly small. 10 in Indiana, 8 in Tennessee, 6 in Kentucky, 4 in Wisconsin, and 3 in Mississippi. Nearly 400 people have already been murdered in Chicago this year. That's 100 more than for the entire year of 2019. This is not about guns, Mayor. It's about a lot of things. It's about you not letting the cops do their job. It's about the prosecutors that let these guys go. Because the cops know who these people are. What is it, 1,700 to 1,900 hardcore criminals in the inner city? They know who they are. And in the meantime, your mayor, with her fresh new haircut, which is a joke, she gets on TV to blame Mississippi and Texas. It's just that Chicago is this poorly run criminal mecca. That's the problem. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin. franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. At midnight local time in Seattle, they'll be listening to this. They'll be listening to this, well, this whole hour, but I want them especially to listen to this part. See, Seattle, they've got a special little breed of insanity going on right now, and we may need to actually think about deploying the military to the Seattle, or to Seattle after all, because what local lawmakers are doing is nothing short of allowing the city to be engulfed in violence and anarchy. Because these idiots have decided to move to abolish the police. Not defunding. This is a total disillusion. Nonprofit programs and community-led activities will replace policing. A normal, sane person will be going, but Bill, why? Well, because according to the resolution, the Seattle Police Department perpetuates racism and violence. And yes, that is indeed a vehicle for white supremacy. It's, you know, in actuality, typical woke nonsense, and it's a cancer that is killing America today. I don't know exactly. Here's the resolution. This is City of Seattle Resolution. Title, a resolution related to policing and public safety, establishing the council's intent to create a civilian-led department of community safety and violence prevention. What do you think you got now? Police officers are not military members. They are civilians. They do have a different kind of job than most civilians do. They don't, you know. But, I mean, what do you think you got now? They're going to identify actions in 2020 to remove certain functions from the Seattle Police Department and provide funding for a community-led process to inform the structure and function of a new Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention, requesting modifications to policing practices, requesting reporting to the council, providing guidance on layoff decisions, and establishing a work program and timeline for creating a new department body. And all of this, according to this resolution, is currently going to be based on what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd. And they mention this. Whereas, in May 2020, Minneapolis police officers murdered George Floyd, setting off nationwide protests against police brutality and for justice for black victims of police violence. So, even though that, by the way, has not gone to trial, they have gone ahead and, you know, I know what the video says, I know where I lean on this, but still hasn't been an adjudicated decision. They want to set the goal of creating a new civilian-led department to guide public safety. I don't know how that's going to work when you got a guy on bath salts out there swinging a meat cleaver while he's covered in mayonnaise, and that's all he's got on. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know. I'm sitting here, I'm just trying to figure out how that community-led, new civilian-led department to guide public safety. They don't even have a name for it. They're going to identify immediate measures the city should take to reduce bias in policing. Does that mean that if you're looking at this and you're saying, well, proportionally, we're looking at too many black people, so we need to start seeing some white people get accused of crimes? What exactly does all this mean? The way this is going to work, the way this is broken down, you have the community-led organizations. They will conduct research, conduct a participatory budgeting process, blah, blah, blah. The council, the mayor, and the city attorney develop draft legislation for public review. Identify any necessary city charter amendments, develop a ballot language for charter amendments, and then the council and mayor introduce, consider, and act on proposed legislation creating a new Department of Community Safety and Violence and Prevention and making associated budget changes. All this based on the fact that according to the council, having, and as far as I know, they haven't done their own little, investigation. They haven't. They're saying that because they exist, they're racist and biased. This is called Decriminalize Seattle, an agenda that would replace the police force with culturally relevant expertise rooted in community connections, housing, food security, and other basic needs, trauma-informed, gender-affirming, anti-racist praxis. What this means, by the way, if you want me to cut through all of this, what this means is that very soon crime is going to spike in Seattle. It's going to make the Chaz look like a day trip to the museum. And they're abolishing the police department and developing the Committee on Public Safety. Which I'd really like to know how that committee is going to work. Are you going to be able, there's some other stuff mixed in here, like a backdoor Marxist reappropriation of land. So this is basically going to make CHOP, the zone that was seized by armed leftists earlier this summer, this is going to make it a citywide policy is what it boils down to. Social workers will not be able to bring law and order. Only police officers can do this. You know this. The Emerald City is sprinting further down the path of total anarchy. They impounded a van last weekend that contained a variety of weapons, including bombs. And she said it was highly probable that these weapons were being distributed to rioters from the van. She also ripped into the council for making her officers less safe with their nonsensical motions, like banning crowd control munitions like flashbangs and tear gas. So the city council of Seattle is handing over Seattle to the anarchists. This committee will not be able to govern. It will not be able to, it's not going to be able to handle what's coming. Because what's coming is going to be anarchy. I guess maybe they'll have a couple of meetings or something, meet with the mayor and sit down and, maybe Jenny can get out there and maybe they could have the autumn of content or something. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As protests continue in Portland, a Democratic-led House subcommittee is taking a look at things that can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus. The White House COVID-19 Task Force is appearing in front of that committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, with a question for Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
President Trump on his way to Florida, leaving the White House a short time ago. The president saying he's looking into banning the social media app TikTok, which is out of China. There's a lot of privacy concerns regarding that app. You're listening to USA Radio News. With the report on how our money was coming and going in June, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Americans' personal income falling a little more than expected in June, but personal spending took a slightly bigger jump than analysts had predicted. Personal income fell by 1.1% last month, when experts had forecast a 0.3% drop. Meanwhile, personal spending increased 5.6% when the analysts were expecting a 5.3% rise. People spent the most money on clothing and shoes, health care, and food services. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the Trump administration has made four different offers to extend unemployment benefits and eviction protection to Democrats, but they've all been rejected. Meadows also adding that Democrats left town without making any counteroffers to their proposals as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. The leftist outrage machine treated the fatal shooting of Black Lives Matter protester, quote-unquote, Garrett Foster last Saturday night in Austin, Texas, with the customary spin, and we even got to see a very nice picture of him with his fiancée. Coming from BuzzFeed, we get, a man was killed Saturday night after gunshots were fired at a Black Lives Matter protest in Austin, Texas. A suspect, who witnesses said tried to drive through the crowd of protesters before shooting the victim, was detained and questioned Saturday night, but was later released pending further investigation, Austin Police Chief Brian Manley said Sunday. The victim, who had multiple gunshot wounds, was brought to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. No one else was injured during the incident. The victim was identified by family and friends as Garrett Foster, a 28-year-old Austin resident who was protesting along with his fiancée, Whitney Mitchell, who is a quadruple amputee. Officials later confirmed his identity. Shortly before he was killed, journalist Hiram Gilberto Garcia interviewed Foster, who was seen carrying a rifle. He was, in fact, carrying an AK-47. During the interview, Foster said he had begun bringing his gun to protests after his roommate was arrested during one of them. Openly carrying firearms in public places is legal in Texas as long as it's not done in a manner calculated to alarm, according to state law, which has always been a big issue when just regular people were just trying to carry them just to make a point. Foster said in an interview that was broadcast live on Periscope, they don't let us march in the streets anymore, so I got to practice some of our rights. I mean, if I use it against the cops, I'm dead. I think all the people that hate us and want to say blank about us are too big of a blank to stop and actually do anything about it. That was a big miscalculation on the part of Mr. Foster, I'm afraid. And in the interview, he is quite the masked man. Now, hours later, the same journalist who, which I find that interesting to call him a journalist, the same journalist who interviewed Foster captured footage of the chaotic scene after he was fatally shot, including the sound of several gunshots. An unnamed protester said in Garcia's video, "A car drove up, we were taking the streets, and he shot Garrett." The protester said Foster was Mitchell's caretaker and has been for like 10 years. A witness, Michael Copaciano, told the New York Times that he saw the suspect's car veer toward the crowd before the shooting, causing people to run away in fear. For some reason in my past, I've been accused of trying to copy Paul Harvey, because Paul always sets things up, or used to. He's no longer with us, but he used to set things up, and then he would bring you the rest of the story. So yesterday, the shooter's legal counsel identified the shooter and told his version of the tale. And this is coming from Clint Broden of Broden and Mickelson. They issued the following statement on behalf of their client, Daniel Perry. Daniel Perry is an active duty sergeant with the United States Army, a former Eagle Scout from the North Texas area, and served our country proudly for the past 8 years. Sergeant Perry served a tour in Afghanistan and has been the recipient of numerous Army awards and recommendations. Or commendations, excuse me. On the evening of July 25, 2020, Sergeant Perry was in Austin, Texas, driving for a rideshare company in order to earn extra money. He had dropped his client off in the vicinity of Congress Avenue. He was then going to proceed to a hot spot in order to wait on notification to pick up another client or to pick up food for delivery. Sergeant Perry made a right onto Congress Avenue from 4th Street and encountered a throng of people in the street. Prior to arriving on the corner of 4th Street and Congress Avenue, Sergeant Perry did not know that a demonstration was taking place. When Sergeant Perry turned on the Congress Avenue, several people started beating on his vehicle. An individual carrying an assault rifle, now known to be Garrett Foster, quickly approached the car and then motioned with the assault rifle for Mr. Perry to lower his window. Sergeant Perry initially believed the person was associated with law enforcement and complied with the command. After rolling down the window, it became apparent to Sergeant Perry that the individual with the assault rifle was not with law enforcement, and it has now been confirmed by several witnesses that this individual with the assault rifle then began to raise the assault rifle toward Sergeant Perry. It was only then that Sergeant Perry, who carried a handgun in his car for his own protection while driving strangers in the rideshare program, fired on the person to protect his own life. Immediately after Sergeant Perry fired on the individual who raised the assault rifle toward him, a member of the crowd began firing on Sergeant Perry's vehicle. Sergeant Perry drove to safety and immediately called police. He then waited for the police to arrive and fully cooperated with the police following the shooting and continues to do so. We urge the public to allow the police to conduct a full investigation. We also need to correct statements that have been reported by the press. First, Sergeant Perry never left his vehicle proceeding or immediately following the shooting. Second, Sergeant Perry did not flee, but immediately called police upon getting to safety. Finally, and most importantly, police have interviewed witnesses who were demonstrating with Mr. Foster, and these witnesses have confirmed that Mr. Foster raised his assault rifle in a direct threat to Sergeant Perry's life. Sergeant Perry and his family deeply sympathize with the loss and grief being experienced by Mr. Foster's family. Sergeant Perry is devastated by what happened. Nevertheless, that does not change facts. The simple fact is that Sergeant Perry reasonably perceived a threat to his life when, as it has now been confirmed by independent witnesses, Mr. Foster raised his rifle toward Sergeant Perry, who was sitting in his car. Now, as always, bear in mind that our justice system is designed to get at the truth, and that process is unfolding before our eyes. The Austin PD has not arrested Sergeant Perry, and no doubt the leftists are outright raged by that, but you should probably stay tuned. We'll probably be talking about this one, I think, later on tonight. No, we won't be talking about this one. Well, we may be with Dean. We'll see what comes up with Dean, because Dean's coming on later on tonight. This is the way it boils down. And I have said many times that something like this was going to happen. This boils down to some of these protester types running into somebody who is not afraid to engage them. And then they engage them, and they engage them very proficiently. Sergeant Perry should not have to worry while trying to do a rideshare side job while serving the country. He should not have to worry when he's doing that he's going to be killed by a protester. That's just a fact. For this protester to sit around and think that he can do that, he was not counting on Sergeant Perry being armed and prepared to go after it. And, I'm sure it came as a shock to everybody around that car. But that is an occupational hazard when you surround somebody and give them no way to get out. If you're just bluffing, if you're just doing this stuff to look good or for a Instagram moment, leave them an out so they don't kill you. That would be my recommendation. Just my thought. And it's worth everything you just paid for it, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary triggers, Salus, Reformation, the militia line. I mean, check them out. Three shifts running, trying to keep up with those orders. Go check them out. FranklinArmory.com. I find this amusing simply because, you know, this is what I used to say. This used to be my go-to line. The East Hartford Police Department, I guess out of Connecticut, the police union is accusing Gen 4 Glock 17s of shooting to the left. According to a blog post by East Hartford's police union president, Officer Frank Iacona, the police-issued pistols tend to have the sights misaligned, causing the guns to hit to the left of the target. I'll get to that in just a minute. Iacona said, "My members have guns with sights cocked to the side, and they're being told to aim to the right of what they want to hit. And this is completely unsafe and unacceptable and should have never been allowed to happen." The East Hartford Police Department pushed back against the claims that Iacona made on his blog post. The agency contends that all officers on the force qualified with the same guns that Iacona claims are defective. They stress that all department-issued firearms are safe, and the public is not in danger. According to Iacona, the pistols get worse over time. The officers of the East Hartford Police Department have been using the Austrian-based guns for over 3 years. Iacona said when the department contacted Glock for a solution, the manufacturer told the agency the officers were holding the pistols wrong and suggested that they adjust the sights. Iacona claims to fix the problem, the sights had to be pushed to one side so much that they hung over the edge of the gun's slide. Iacona wrote in a blog post, "Our firearm staff has run this issue up their chain of command, has been in touch with the representatives at Glock, and the only solutions Glock representatives have offered is to tell them to instruct our members to compensate by aiming to the right of the target and moving the sights on some of the guns so far to one side they're hanging off the side." According to East Hartford Police Department Training Officer Jeffrey Otis. Small number of the department issued Glocks for shooting high and to the left, which is odd, the high part. He said Glock sent out a representative who verified the issue. The Glocks in question had sight adjustments made on the range to alleviate the problem. Initially, the department said they made sight adjustments on the range as a stopgap until new parts arrived for a permanent fix on the pistols. The department did not say what parts other than the sights would fix the reported problem. One of my problems I've ever had is that with a box stock lock, typically when I pull it out and I start pulling the trigger on the thing, I'm shooting low and I'm shooting to the left. I'm grouping, but I'm shooting low and I'm shooting to the left. Now, while they're talking about the sight pusher and everything and the sight tool, which is actually the sight tool, there's a couple of things that go into play as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not an armorer, and I'm not but I have been a training NCO in the military. Now, in a lot of cases, it's going to be your hands. You know? With a Glock trigger, you both have to depress the safety bar that's on in the middle of the trigger and then start taking up the trigger. And those two items, and I almost suspect it's the little safety bar that does it, but those two items sort of lead you, that trigger hand, to maybe push you a little to the left. Your right hand is pushing to the left. And, then you're shooting to the left. I haven't ever heard of it where they're shooting high left, which is interesting. But, I mean, Glock makes adjustable sights. The sights could be dialed in. When I was in the military, we had to adjust our sights. We had to, we didn't have optics when I was in the military, but we did have to do the adjustments on the steel sights, front sight, post, back sight, that kind of thing. We had to do those things back in the day to zero that weapon because we had to get three shots in a very, very small group in order for it to be battle sight zeroed. And these, here we, this makes me wonder. It really does because before I took the Fisher class, it was my opinion that, I could shoot an agency arms Glock and be pretty accurate with that. But the agency arms Glock comes with an agency arms trigger. I could shoot Roger Ward's guns, but he replaced triggers with various triggers, and he actually tried different ones with me, but these were all custom triggers, right? It was not until the Gen 5 came out that I was having, I got to the point where I was just thinking, this is, now we're talking. This is where I began to think, now we're talking. But there's a lot of things that go into selecting a gun for a department, okay? They go through a lot of testing. They go through, they test them with the ammo. They test them with the people. They test the, can everybody grip this grip, that kind of thing. And there is a reason, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Glock is the best striker-fired gun on the planet because I don't honestly believe that. I do think it works for most people. I do believe that. And that's why 70% of law enforcement carries Glocks. But this... here we are in the middle of this crisis where everybody wants to defund the police, and we got this guy out there saying the guns don't shoot what you're aiming at. And right away, and then he's like, and they're telling us to aim to the right of what we, of what we're actually aiming at. Aim to the right of where we're putting the sights. That's, that is not a good confidence builder for the public at large and the members of the police department of the East Hartford Police Department. Now, Officer Iacona, while he's out here talking all this nonsense, which, you know, this all boils down to, if you want to know why you're not hitting your target, it comes down to this. It's your hands. Your hands that are gripping the gun are why you're not hitting your target. The way you trigger, the way your trigger's working, how, whatever it is, it's your hands that you have to educate to work with the gun. This is where my problem runs in, because I shoot a bunch of different guns, but that's all beside the point. Officer Iacona is not happy with the fixes that have been put out there, even though they're trying to fix this. And one of the reasons people get Glocks is because of the support after the sale, which, you know, up to this point, Glock has made everybody been pretty happy with Glock for the most part, as far as I can tell. But Officer Iacona is not happy with the fix, and he wants to see a new gun in his department, except he doesn't make any suggestions as to what that gun should be. Me, myself, and I, if somebody wanted to know what I think is the best striker-fired pistol in the United, for sale in the United States today, I simply got to say, CZP-10C. I think that is the, it's Glock 17 size, you know, it's all beside the point. Anyway, coming up next, it's going to be the weekly recap with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.